Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the final Tuesdays with Elliot of the year. Jack, because it's the final Tuesdays with Elliot of the year, I cannot go the year without hearing the Sassy Elliot.
Yeah, I forgot.
You have it? I mean, could you just fire it up now?
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here, 1 second.
Yeah, okay. I know Elliot likes it so much.
No, we got it. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey!
There we go.
Sassy Elliot, girl.
It does get stuck in my head. Like, after I do it, I'll be walking around the house saying it. Yeah.
Hey, Elliot.
What up?
How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Excited for, I guess, a new year, New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. Now.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do.
What is it?
He doesn't want to share.
No. Well, I said it last night on the Milata show. I want to do 100 straight push-ups. That's my New Year's resolution. I want to be able to do 100 straight push-ups.
What type of resolution is that?
It's a hard one.
To do 100 push-ups
straight?
100 straight, no stopping.
100 straight.
Yeah.
But again, you're a former professional athlete.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You think you could do 100 right now?
No.
Jack, I'm sure you couldn't. Actually.
No shot. Yeah.
100? No, I couldn't.
Like 20, hopefully.
I think I could get to 60.
That was a time
straight, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've been off, I think, for the last couple of weeks because of my back, but I know I could do 50 and I could probably get to 60.
Yeah. But we just haven't seen the 200.
250.
Hold on. You guys are lying.
Whoa.
Well,
have we seen 250?
Now we're liars.
We were at McGurk's and some guy's like, give me 50 right now. And I went down and I did it for him right before
50?
The show started.
Mm. Well, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I do remember that.
How long do you have between the 50 again?
Well, I can do it every, like, If I need to, I can do it every 12 minutes or so.
All right. That's pretty legit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 100 straight. That's the goal.
100 straight.
12 minutes?
In between sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were talking
about
like an hour.
3 minutes?
Well, I can't.
Five minutes. How about getting a real burn going in there?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what Yoshi had me doing. Yoshi had me doing, like, to failure over and
exactly,
over and over
yes.
again. And that's probably why everything
started
hurting.
Yeah, working out with Yoshi, I wouldn't advise that.
It is crazy how hard push-ups are, though. Like, I work out a lot. I do the boxing classes, and I just can't do push-ups. I'm just not good at them.
Does the bag move when you hit it?
Kind of. You can definitely tell
my
instructor is not worried when I
Does the bag move more than that table did for seltzer?
Yes, it moves more than that.
Yeah,
it would
that
be hard not to. Yeah. The sound the other gloves make when they hit the bag is a little different,
I would say,
than the sound it makes when I hit it.
Pew!
To you, the thing that I feel, that you feel about push-ups is stairs. Even when I was running marathons.
Oh, I'm good at stairs.
Three sets of, like, going up three flights of stairs would exhaust me.
Will you do the Stairmaster machine thing?
I used to.
Yeah. I'm a beast at that.
Yeah, you're a Stairmaster beast.
I got big thighs. Oh, right.
There you go. There you go.
You do the Stairmaster?
Big thighs. I used to. I don't anymore. But at an old gym I went to. I actually set the record. It was on the machine for a while.
A record for
like most
amount
stairs
of stairs?
Or whatever, yeah.
What was the record?
I forget, but it was a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
So it said ESP up there, if you ever had a gym in Exton.
Yeah, I mean, what was the membership look like over there? Is the 65 and older club?
Yeah, it was a bit older.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Poor Elliot, just getting crushed.
Yeah.
Stairmaster Elliot.
Get ready
when
I'm doing 100 push-ups
in
here. Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a deadline on it, or just has to
be
in 2026?
December 31st.
Okay, all right, so you're giving yourself
the year. Although Jordan said I should do it by his birthday, which is March
31st.
Yeah, so maybe I'll try to set that.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got a bid idea for December 30th.
Of
2026.
Watching me try to do 100 push-ups.
Yes.
100 push-ups, 3 o'clock Tuesday.
Yes, one year from now.
Yeah.
1 year from now. So, Elliot, I think you're on the same page as us. You would play the starters on Sunday, right?
Well, I would play to win. And if that requires playing the starters, I would. I think they can win with the backups, to be clear. But yes, I think they need the 2 seed. I think that the 2 seed is a major advantage to them. I came out of this Bills game more discouraged about the offense than I thought I would. And so while I still think they should be viewed as a favorite in the NFC, the 2 seed and the Packers is just such a nice path for them. If you fall to the 3, the Rams. Now the Rams aren't playing well, so that is one thing to consider. But I would
the Rams aren't playing well.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2-3 in their last five.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're back
I was just
to
making
this one.
Sure we got that out.
What are the Eagles in their last five?
2-3.
Would it be 3-2?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but they've beaten the Bills in their last five. Now, it wasn't a great win, but they did beat them.
Okay.
I mean, Rams offense not looking so good, but we don't have to get into that. I would risk health to get the 2 seed. Because I think there's a good chance it happens. Like, if you look at the Lions
and the Bears. The Lions could beat the Bears.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the Bears, this is the tough thing with Sunday, too. The Bears play a lot of close games. If you look at their games this year, 10 have been one-score games. And then if you look at their losses, I think two of them were within one score. So, like, there's a good chance that come the third quarter on Sunday, the Bears game will either be close or they'll be losing.
Yes.
So I think that, I mean, the Lions beat them by 30 points earlier this year. I know that was week two, but still.
Oh, man, we're a long way away from
I know
there.
They were, but I'm just saying, I mean, the Lions, like, this is what their specialty is. They've done this exact thing before, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, they did to the Packers.
Yeah.
Final game of the
season. And I think if we did end up with the 3 seed and we ended up with a chance for the 2 seed, if the Lions ended up winning that game and we didn't because we played backups, and we're in the NFC Championship game against anything other than the 1 seed, and we're traveling to it.
It'd be tough.
You know, to know that we had the opportunity to get it. And the other thing that clicked for me, and it was, I thought about it last night. I already thought they should play him. But I saw McVay's quote last night, and they asked him, are you guys going to play next Sunday? He's like, yes, we have things to work on. We're not playing good football.
See, I actually hate that logic.
Well, see, but I think the Eagles.
Because what the Eagles did in 23, and it cost him AJ. Like, I'm not under some illusion that
on Sunday.
Well, the
Eagles were a disaster in 23. Yeah. The Rams are not
agreed,
a disaster.
Agreed, but he is saying they are playing because they have things to work on. That is the logic the Eagles used. I agree the Rams this year are better than the 23 Eagles were. But the only reason I'm putting the players out there is because of the seeding. Like, I don't think they're going to. Something's going to click on Sunday, or they're going to play with. Like, the reps mean nothing to me on Sunday. It's just about getting the win.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah,
that's what I mean. But McVay is saying he's playing to improve
the
team.
I think the reps for the Eagles are important.
I think they are who they are at this point.
Well, it's two different circumstances. McVay doesn't have a seed to play for, so
his
logic in playing is he wants the team to.
And we'll see if they really do. Right, I mean, I know he's saying they will, but
I think they'll play.
Oh, I think I'll play. Yeah, will they finish the game? Honestly, that's what I think the Eagles are going to do.
Oh, you think they're going to start everyone?
I don't know if they start everyone, but I think they start a good number of their guys. And because here's the thing. Washington is playing Josh Johnson, right? Or is Mariota
Yeah, well, it's called a long shot that he'll play. Mariota.
For Mariota, So they probably feel they can go beat Washington with their third-string quarterback. But you want to make sure that happens. In other words, you don't put a game of full backups out there and say, go beat Washington. Washington took Dallas to the wire last week.
Well, here's
that was with Dak Prescott out there.
I think that when we think of playing the starters, and I understand why, like we think Jalen, AJ, Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there logic to just playing the defensive starters? Hold the Washington to like 7 points and just count that the backups can get over 10?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. Like, the Eagles'
There's
offense.
There's logic to that, yeah.
So maybe you can sit Saquon, sit AJ, sit Devontae. You play the guys on defense. They're
Tanner's,
younger.
Tanner's quarterbacking?
Tanner's quarterbacking.
I guarantee them receivers are playing.
Can I bring up one thing, though, here? The strength of the 2025 Eagles is what?
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The defense.
Right. So we're putting...
Well, that's the count.
We're going to put them out there.
So we're putting the first-string defense out there.
The best unit on the team.
I agree. Yeah. That's the counter. I'm just saying if you play the defensive guys, and I always think on defense it's a little easier to, but you can, you know, play some of the defensive linemen. Like, I think if you put Campbell and, you know, Trotter out there, you can still
throw BG out there. Let BG get out there.
I was wondering, BG, if you put him out there.
That'd be so funny.
I just think they're getting too cute. We'll win the football game. This is the whole thing about that. Well, we don't really need the 2 seed. We can win with our backups. There's more that can go wrong doing that than just playing your football player.
Well, I think you're all right. So now I think we're starting to part ways a little bit. Like, there is true value in going into the playoff rested and healthy.
Yes.
I mean, there is. Like, there absolutely
is. How much did that help Detroit last year?
It didn't help them. But I mean, that's one example. But
there's also true value to having two seasons.
But in 23, the Eagles played their starters and lost AJ, and that's not the main reason.
Back to that season. That season was a disaster.
But it's an exact example of the risk of playing.
Well, and it was MetLife Turf.
I'm just saying, it was the exact example of what could happen. Like, we can all say play for the two seed, and it's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if Jalen gets hurt, if, I don't know, Jalen Carter gets hurt, like, that's a major hit.
Let me ask you something. Why'd they play against the Bills?
I don't know.
It's the same risk.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you keep the hope alive at that point. I get the two games. Like,
Keep the hope alive for what?
Again, you could, for the two seed.
Right.
No, I know.
It's right in front of them.
I'll play, yeah. But I think you're diminishing a little bit the risk is all I'm saying. Like, I think you're completely dismissing what a healthy roster would. Like, you are risking something by doing it. There is a major risk involved in this.
There is risk in the. It is risk reward with. You're risking driving to work every day.
Yeah.
I think that's a bad example, though.
It's not.
The truth.
No, I know.
People die on the street every day.
Right, I get it, but it's not truly apples to apples. Like, I know what you're doing. But, like, what I'm saying, when you decide to play them in the game, it is a major risk. Like, it is, flat out.
It's not a major risk.
It absolutely is. Every time they take the field, it is a major risk they could get hurt.
But then that goes back to Spike's point about why play the Bills game then.
Well, again, we could have had that discussion.
You can tear an ACL at practice. You can pop
because
an Achilles at practice.
Because there's certain things you do have to do. Like, I get your point. Right. No, but you don't have to go for the two seed is the point I'm making.
Well, there it is. We agreed long enough.
Well, because I think you're diminishing the risk here. Like, I'm willing to accept the risk for it, but there is a risk.
Well, there's risk in everything.
I know, but we're not talking about everything. We're talking about the risk in the football game. And if you put the starters out there and someone gets hurt, that is a major blow to their postseason. Like, I would try to do it because I do think the two is worth it. But it is a risk.
Of course. There's risk every game they play, just like there was risk against the Bills.
Right.
Why'd you play against the Bills?
Well, then why play them all season? No. Well, but if you're going to do the car analogy.
No. Against the Bills, they had nothing to gain but the two seed. Nothing.
They have the same thing this week.
Yes.
And you would play them this week.
A cold, rainy field.
Yep.
You decided to put all the starters out there just for the two seed.
Yes, and if
okay, so to not go and finish it is crazy. There was more risk against the Bills to get hurt on a sloppy field.
I feel about that.
And going against a team that's actually playing. I would say there's more risk.
Agreed. Yeah. And again, I would play the starters. I'm just saying, I think you are minimizing the risk a little bit here. Like you're just like there is true risk here.
Well, no,
go
ahead.
I would almost not play Tanner McKee and just play Sam Howell. Like if they're
I gotta go watch Sam Howell play Sunday.
If they're gonna go with the backups, then just play Sam Howell.
You know what they should do?
Sam Howell is still better than Josh
Johnson.
They should
just forfeit the game.
No, I think they should go for the two seed.
Sam Howell
but
revenge
I'm saying
game?
If they are going to play the backups on Sunday, Tanner McKee is a critical player on this team heading into the postseason. He is the backup quarterback. He is. Like, so if you're acknowledging you don't want to risk critical players, Tanner McKee is a critical player.
Let me tell you.
I would sign a kicker and not kick Jake Elliott. Like, if that's what they're going to do, but it's
sassy Elliott. See, there you go. You went too far with the sign of the
kicker. Well, I'm saying it's one or the other.
He needs the work.
No, he needs to be healthy.
Jake Elliott?
You think one game of kicking is going to make a big difference to him?
Yes!
I don't. As someone that's won the field goal competition twice, I don't think it's
fair point
it's
by you. Fair
exactly,
point.
Yes. Right. Now, to be fair, you know special teams
I've
too
never
a little
kicked
bit.
A field goal, though.
I was going to say, yeah.
215-592-9494. Last time we hear from Chuck from Mount Airy in 2025. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, hey, you guys must think this is a plantation or something. I'm not playing these guys. Are you crazy? This is not back in 1960. You know what I mean? You got to play. You guys played damn near 20 games. I would have bitched ass last week. You talk about playing them this week? You guys are insane.
Yeah, but the two seed does matter, Chuck.
Do you want to play the NFC Championship game at home or on the road?
Listen, can you hear me? I'm going to pull over. Listen, the two seed don't mean a damn thing, okay? It'll come with a bye week. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you what means something, right? That defense is going to be out there a hell of a lot come playoff time. And they need to be fresh, okay? And I need to keep those guys protected. So I don't give a damn if you put Jalen Hurts and those guys out there. Go ahead. If you want to do that, go ahead. They don't play well anyway. They don't play well anyway. But that defense, you know what I mean? It's the pride and joy of the city. That defense is the pride and joy of this organization right now. That defense, we can ride to a Super Bowl. I'm not putting Coop out there. I'm not putting Quinion out there. I damn sure ain't putting Jalen Carter out there with two bad shoulders. And N'Kobe Dean already nursing a bad thigh. I'm not doing it. You guys are crazy, man. to even be discussing this right now. Put the Dolphins out there.
Let me ask you something, Chuck.
This is a different angle.
Yeah, Chuck. Do you think teams win more at home or on the road?
Teams, despite, I know what you're trying to do.
I'm not trying to do anything.
He knows your game.
Do teams win more often at home or on the road?
I'm going to answer your question, right? But I got a rebuttal with that. Teams win more at home.
Okay.
I get that, especially the Eagles. With this defense, they would be dynamite at home. I agree with you on that. But also, the freshest team, the war nutrition, wins every time. Every time. And this defense can travel. You know what I'm saying? This defense can travel. I'm not worried about that. You give me one home game, and I don't think Chicago's that damn good anyway, that they won't get knocked off in the second round, and we wind up getting home field throughout anyway.
See, that's my biggest concern is not the first-round opponent. It's avoiding going to Chicago. I think going to Chicago is the one game they could lose. Outside of that, I think they would win all the other games. But going to Chicago, I think, is the toughest matchup for this team.
Well, Chicago's first game would probably be, if they're the two seed, it's Green Bay.
It'd be Green Bay, yeah. Right. So it's a mess right now. So now he's right. Divisional.
Well, but he's right, and that'll be the third time they play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anybody got a chance to go in there and beat Chicago,
but I think
it would be Green Bay.
For the Eagles, avoiding the trip to Chicago, there's two main issues with that game specifically.
Mm-hmm.
One, this team clearly struggles with pre-snap communication and noise. Every week we do the shows,
yep.
Right? They bring it up all the time.
Yep.
It'll be loud in Chicago, right?
Yep.
It's a rabid fan base, all those things. Two, this offense can't function in the cold. There's been enough cold games this year where they have been unable to function. So,
that's fair.
I would rather go to San Francisco. I would rather go to Seattle. I mean, they won't go to Carolina, but I'd rather go there. Like, avoiding going to Chicago is why I would play the starters. It's not so much about the first round matchup. It's about not having to go to Chicago.
Well,
made an error.
Yep.
Hang on, Chuck.
No, he called it when I called it.
Okay.
I'm talking about with you. You called it when I called it.
No, yeah. I know. I'm curious to hear what it was.
Oh, you're the dead meat.
All right. Well, I'm excited. So, I would be surprised. But.
So didn't you tell me that one of the reasons that certain coaches aren't good is because their teams do not play well in the cold?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
And
well, you think
also
you got
said,
me, but you didn't.
Well,
so I'm excited.
I did.
To,
well,
yes.
So,
no, you didn't. But
I did.
I'll let you kill more time here.
I
Go
did.
Ahead.
And we also think that that Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are the quarterback and head coach of this football
For
team
sure.
that you said are one of the 10 best of all time.
Maybe.
But they can't even play in the cold.
Well, hold on. What I've said was, the offense can't function in the cold. Nick Sirianni's team is 3-0 in the cold. They can win in the cold.
Well, it was cold in that Bears game they lost.
You don't want to play in the cold.
Because
you
of the offense in Jalen.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
The team.
But the point we were making when we did this debate was Kyle Shanahan's teams can't do it. Nick Sirianni's teams can go to the cold and win.
Vic Fangio's team, then.
You don't want to go to the cold.
Yes, because the offense can't function in the cold.
So then give Vic Fangio credit.
Vic Fangio can have credit, but the team is tough because of Nick Sirianni. They went in the cold because of him.
No,
you just said you didn't want to go to the
they're
cold.
They're not tough
because
of Nick Sirianni.
Offense, they absolutely are tough.
They're tough because
they're
going
to win with the defense.
They're tough because the defense and Vic Fangio. He's really changed the culture
Nick
here.
Nick sets the culture for
no,
the team.
Yes, No, he doesn't.
Have you been around Vic Fangio?
Nick Fangio's
not a culture setter. He's a great coach.
They were a soft-ass defense in 23, and everything changed when Vic Fangio got here, and he actually had the stones.
They were a tough team in 22. How tough were Vic's teams in Denver? Were the Miami Dolphins?
Vic Fangio had the cojones and the clout to be able to go to the front office and say, we need tougher practices and longer practices.
Okay.
Was that Nick Sirianni or not?
I'm not
it
saying.
Was not.
No,
it was Vic Fangio.
No,
he's changed the culture here.
First of all,
Nick's along for the
I
ride.
Was at the practices. They're not that much longer or tougher than they were.
Yes.
I don't care what people
every
say.
Single player
it's
says
a,
they're tougher and longer.
It's a talking point because they get asked the right questions.
Yeah, because you don't want to give Vic Fangio credit.
The practices are 10 minutes longer than they used to be. Let's not act like they're out there
and now
two a days.
Now you're pulling out the whole, I'm at practice.
You can come. You have a credential.
I have no interest in going.
I know you don't.
Baseball season.
Because Jalen sets records in training camp. But
you said he sucked in training camp
and
this
I've been
year.
Proven right again. The offense is not good. Another good year for the training camp stats, by the way.
All right.
But,
so real clear.
But will you admit that you didn't get me?
No, like, I did.
We got you in a corner.
Because Nick teams win in the cold.
You just told me.
Elliot,
turn his mic off. You just said you didn't want to go and play in the cold. If you are confident that they would win in the cold because Nick Sirianni's teams win in the cold,
yeah,
then you wouldn't mind going to play in the cold. It is as clear as day to anyone who heard you say it. You don't want to play in the cold because you think they will have a less chance of winning, obviously.
Yes, because the offense struggles in the cold, but not because of a toughness thing.
Well, why do they struggle in the cold, Elliot?
Because I don't think Jalen's good in the cold.
Why? Because he's not tough?
I don't think he has a strong arm.
Because he's not tough?
No, I think he is tough for sure. But okay. I don't think he plays well in the cold. The point I'm making with the Kyle Shanahan thing is, and I think it was Mike McDaniels too, like, their teams are not tough to me. Those teams don't go and win in the cold. Nick's teams win in the
even
cold.
Even though the 49ers won at Lambeau in the playoffs.
It was one example.
In the cold. Yeah. Okay.
I will say I've started to call Shanahan a big game coach after last. Like, I'm willing to change my mind, just not on this one.
Coach of the year. Favorite.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick should have won one over the past few years.
I agree. Nick should get more consideration than he gets.
I think he should be in the discussion this year.
No, he shouldn't. No, he shouldn't.
I mean, if you look at it.
This year?
Well, if you look at it, though.
No, he shouldn't.
Chuck's still there, by the way.
What?
You want to check back in on Chuck?
Oh, is Chuck still on?
Oh, hey, Chuck. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Am I still here?
Yeah, it's 2026.
It's 2026.
Damn, y'all just zoned out on me. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm going to get off. I'm going to let y'all go into your thing. I just wanted to say this, right?
Yeah.
We need to rest these guys next week. Simple as that.
All right.
You got to use the same formula. You didn't even ask me the next question. You got to use the same
formula.
Oh,
next question. Sorry.
The same formula you used to get to the Super Bowl last year, you use it again. Don't change it up.
Right.
But yeah, my next question is, listen, this guy was very inspirational to me when I was younger, man. And he started a Tybo thing. It's called, his name was Billy Blinks.
That was a high peak.
That was the thing, yeah.
That's wow, Billy Brinks and Ty Bo. Yeah. I haven't heard Ty Bo. Ty Bo before your time, or do you remember it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like an exercise
early 90s,
program,
right? Mid 90s.
Yeah. What's yeah. a yeah? Yeah.
It was like a home exercise program.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like me boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, Ty Bo. I thought we were talking about a player, like a name.
No, Billy Brinks was
yes.
The,
okay. Yeah.
The
yeah
instructor.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Now, to celebrate 2025's farewell, at 30 past every hour, we will be playing great moments from the WIP afternoon show from 2025.
It's a good idea, by the way, to recap the moments on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was...
No one's ever done it before.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. First time in radio history.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started. Wait, the 2026 one is going to be outrageous.
I'm sure.
We might need extra hours, actually. I know Ike will probably not stay for the extra hours, but we'll...
Oh, I would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, because we only work a couple days.
All right. Are you kidding me?
So coming up next, we do have... Do we have two moments coming up next?
We do.
We have two moments coming up next from the 2025, from the best of 2025. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.